Greetings, this is Pastor Bill, bringing you another News in Focus from the Religious News Service. And this was posted on February 5th. This is by Dennis Wagner. The article is entitled, Mormon President Ordered to Appear in British Court, Phoenix. The leader of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been ordered to appear before a magistrate in England on fraud charges filed by a disaffected ex-Mormon who disputes fundamental teachings of the religion, according to the documentation obtained by the Arizona Republic. Some legal experts in England say it's unlikely prosecutors would seek to have him extradited, and they are surprised the summonses were issued at all. Two summonses directed Thomas S. Munson of Utah, the church president, to attend a March 14th hearing in the Westminster Magistrates Court of London to answer accusations that key tenets of LDS faith are untrue and have been used to secure financial contributions. Now, listen. Let me butt in there for a minute and just remind the listener, I did a podcast about 1 year ago about how the Mormon Church cleared $7 billion. That's 7,000 millions, by the way. $7 billion in profit, revenue, whatever you want to call it, net profit, net revenue. And that was the year preceding, so that would have been 2011, I believe it was, the year that they cleared that figure. The criminal complaint was lodged by Tom Phillips, a Mormon who said he withdrew from the church after holding positions in England as bishop, stake president, and area executive secretary. Let me butt in there once again and just say that a stake is, first of all, there is a ward that is usually made up of 500 to 1,000 people and is governed by a bishop and his two counselors. And then above that, there is a thing known as a stake. So a stake is made up of several wards, and so a stake has several thousand people in it, presumably, if it's a typical stake. And this man served as a stake president. And he now serves as managing editor of Mormon Think, an online publication that critiques the church's history and doctrine. Now, that's quite a resource. You ought to put that on your favorites on your internet browsers. You ought to maybe see if you can do that on your iPad, your iPhone. And when something comes up that you want to study, you can click to it instead of playing Angry Birds for another 15 minutes. The church occasionally receives documents like this that seek to draw attention to an individual's personal grievances or to embarrass church leaders, said Eric Hawkins, a spokesman at church headquarters in Salt Lake City, who said he has not seen the legal document. These bizarre allegations fit into that category. Okay, so in other words, this guy, Tom Phillips, who writes for Mormon Think, managing editor, is obviously interested in just embarrassing church leaders or voicing individual grievances. That's quite the broad brush, but that's what they're saying. Even though he hasn't seen the legal document. Very interesting. Okay, so legal scholars in England express bewilderment at the summonses, saying British law precludes challenges to theological beliefs in secular courts. I'm sitting here with an open mouth, said Neil Addison, a former Crown prosecutor and author on religious freedom. I think the British courts will recoil in horror. This is just using the law to make a show, an anti-Mormon point, and I'm frankly shocked that a magistrate has issued it. Phillips' complaint is based on the Fraud Act of 2006, a British law that prohibits false representations made to secure a profit or to cause someone to lose money. Conviction may carry a prison sentence of up to 10 years. Judge Elizabeth Roscoe signed the summonses January 31st. A court official in London confirmed the issuance of the paperwork, which directs Monson to answer allegations that untrue religious precepts were used to obtain tithes comprising 10% of church members' incomes. Two British subjects, Stephen Bluer and Christopher Ralph, are identified as victims. Harvey Koss, a British solicitor, referred to the summons as bizarre, adding, I can't imagine how it got through the court process. It would be set aside within 10 seconds, in my opinion. Koss and Addison said they see no likelihood that the British government would seek to extradite Munson or that the United States would comply with such a request. Phillips listed seven church teachings that he claims are demonstrably false, including the origins of the Book of Mormon, the Book of Abraham, part of the church's canon of Scripture. These are not statements or of mere beliefs or opinions or theories, he wrote. They are made as actual facts, and their truthfulness can be objectively tested with evidence. Phillips, who lives in Portugal, alleged that the LDS Church in Great Britain has taken in $257 million in member donations since 2007. He said, tithes are mandatory for good standing in the church. According to Phillips' online biography, he converted to Mormonism in 1969 and rose through church leadership for 33 years before leaving the faith in 2004. The biography says he served as LDS area controller for British Isles and Africa and as a financial director for corporate entities in the United Kingdom. Phillips said his belief in Latter-day Saint doctrines eroded as he began researching questions raised by fellow Mormons. He now describes himself as a secular humanist or an atheist, or whatever you call it. Well, first of all, I want you to get the idea. I want you to come to the realization, listener, that not all anti-cult pages are Christian. Here's a professed atheist or secular humanist, and he is an anti-Mormon, and he spent 33 years as a Mormon. So know that while it's a great source of information, Mormon think, it is not from a Christian perspective, at least not this man's writings. And as one of the main editors, I would say that it's probably, by and large, the perspective of that website that is not from a Christian perspective. Number two, if they can do this to a Mormon, they can probably do it to you. What's next? Are we going to see summonses from the British Parliament, from a magistrate in Britain to pull a Ken Ham or a Kent Hovind or one of you people out there that you teach Genesis 1 and 2 like it's fact so that you can get tithes from people in order to keep him in good standing with Christ's church? I think we're getting close here. We're getting close here to infringing on religious liberties as a whole. Yesterday, in a podcast that I did with my senior Bible class on Scientology, we found out that they were involved with a group that is vying against Obamacare, particularly. The Scientologists are in there with the National Association of Evangelicals. So we need to understand that while we're not Mormon, those of us in this intended audience, that doesn't mean that we're anti-Mormon in regards to their ability to think and believe in falsehood if they want to. Now, they're not going to believe it's falsehood, but no one is making them tithe. It's not like that's a tax, a legal tax. If LDS was in some ways, somehow state-funded, and you had people within the church making up doctrine and collecting mandated taxes to support the church, well, I mean, that's a completely different scenario. But no one is making people become Mormons. No one is making them believe works of fiction like the Book of Abraham or the Book of Mormon. Book of Abraham, by the way, is in the Pearl of Great Price. No one is making people believe that. And so I don't see this holding up in court. Anyway, I want you to know that Mormons are international now for more than just the missionary reasons. They are now being summoned to international, or at least internationally recognized, courts. That is not to say that this President Munson will show up, because I don't think that he will. This is Pastor Bill. What are your comments? If you want more information about Mormonism, you can go to Berean Baptist CH on Sermon Audio, click by series, and look under the series Mormonism. You'll find a few things there from our senior pastor and myself. You can get a decent education driving down the roads of America, listening on your cell phone or your radio or your Bluetooth device through your radio on Sermon Audio to Mormonism through Berean Baptist Church. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.